Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it feel right, don't it? I only ever get it if I want it.
Hey, yo, welcome back to the Freddy Show. This is episode 25.
It's 25.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. We're 25. We're flying, dude. It's crazy. We're flying. A lot of content. Three times a week.
3 times a week, dude.
Maybe we'll go 6-7 times a week.
Calm down.
Yeah, right. We might not.
A little ambitious, dude.
We might not. But, all right, hey, bro. All right, what we got? Hell,
let's pop into this, dude.
Let's get it.
Have you ever washed a jacket?
No.
Never.
For what? A jacket?
To clean it.
Jackets don't get dirty.
What? If anything, they get the most dirty, bro. They're outside.
A jacket.
Yes. I hear the word you're saying. It's a jacket, bro. You got to wash your jacket.
Nah, you don't wash jackets.
There's some jackets you don't wash.
I'm pretty sure it says it on the tag.
Probably because it's physically impossible.
It says, do not need to wash.
Like a big puffy winter jacket?
You don't wash
that's
it.
That's tougher. Well, no, you hand wash it.
No, you don't wash it.
No, you take it a like feather
down.
A washcloth.
A goose feather down.
Yeah, that's not something.
You don't wash it.
No, you wash it.
You've told me right now. Look me dead in my face and tell me you've washed your snowboarding jacket. One time.
I haven't. But I would and I will.
You won't.
Yes,
you
I will.
Will never have a need to wash
no,
that jacket.
There's different. A jean jacket?
You ever wash a leather
a
jacket?
A jean jacket? You washing a jean jacket?
Yeah, but you be spilling coffee on them joints. A jean jacket's different. That's like jeans. You might wash it. I've never washed my jean jacket. I probably will never wash it.
Bro, you gotta wash your jean jacket.
Who washing jackets?
There's some. Okay, I'm giving you the edge on like a winter jacket, like a snow jacket. You wear them so seldomly anyway. I snowboard twice a year.
Then otherwise it's just a sweater. You wash sweaters. You don't wash jackets.
And what constitutes a jacket?
You ever wash a rain jacket?
No, it washes
no.
itself. In the rain.
You better apply that same logic to a lot of other conversations we've disagreed on.
Like washing your feet?
My case is arrested.
No, bro, for real. You wash jackets.
I've just said two jackets. And you said, no, I never wash them. And you're still trying to argue
jean
with
jacket?
Me? That's not a jacket.
There are jackets that you clean.
A jean jacket.
A jean jacket.
Okay, look at me in my eyes and tell me you have washed your jean jacket other than maybe spilling coffee on it.
No, I haven't.
Why are we having a conversation? Why are you arguing with me? You agree.
Because I'm saying... The best version of myself would wash the jacket.
Yeah, but you don't, because they don't need to be washed.
Yeah, but you should. I should.
No, you shouldn't.
No, put me in the dark. Put me in the cage, bro. I'm throwing myself under the bus. I should wash my jackets.
No, you should.
And I don't.
You should not wash your jackets.
Yes.
Because they don't need to be washed.
They're dirty.
They don't get dirty. They're on the outside of all clothing.
Dirt doesn't miss the jacket, Nick.
They're not even dirty. You got your clothes
Where's
on
the dirt go? It's not dodging the jacket into your shirt, bro. It's your jacket.
No.
It's the outside clothing.
No, it's not getting...
The jacket gets dirty.
You roll around in mud, then that's your mud jacket.
You got separate jackets.
You roll around in mud, you got a mud jacket.
You got a windbreaker. You got a rain jacket. You got a mud jacket.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
You got a snowboard jacket.
You don't wash mud jackets.
That's ridiculous. Stop it. Stop it.
You don't wash your mud jacket because it's your jacket for the mud. You keep it dirty.
Where do you even put that up?
You're
hanging that back up in the closet?
You washing your housework jacket?
You have a housework jacket?
Your yard work jacket. You're not washing it because you know that you're just going to go do yard work in it.
Wait, you have a housework jacket and then a yard work jacket?
I've got to go get firewood for the wood stove jacket. And I don't wash it because all I do is get firewood with it.
How many jackets do you have, Nick?
For every occasion.
Do you have one when you light the candles on the dinner table?
No, it's warm inside.
That's what I'm saying. You got a housework jacket?
I meant a yard work jacket.
Okay. Do you have a jacket for like if your heater goes out? It's like your inside jacket?
Yeah, a sweatshirt. And you wash those.
So you wash jackets.
Sweatshirts. A hoodie. You wash those. You don't wash jackets. It's not even a conversation. You agree.
I do agree. I don't do it, but I would. Like, I should do
you
it.
You shouldn't do it because they're not dirty. And if they are dirty, then they're just going to get dirty again. So you just leave them dirty.
I don't do it, but I wish I'd done it.
Yeah, you ain't done it. You shouldn't do it.
I've done it.
Never done it.
I don't know if I've washed a jacket.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Man, it took 10 minutes to tell me that.
But look.
Next question.
I should do it.
Next question.
My sinuses are acting up.
The truth is coming out every which way.
All right, bro. This is a Patreon question. This comes from Justin Burnett. And he asks, if you're going to the bathroom and you drop the last roll of toilet paper into the toilet, what are you doing?
I'm wiping.
With what?
That same toilet paper. And it's just going to be a hefty wad of
it. You understand you got to go back into where your poop is.
I'm in. I'm going in. I'm going in. Yep. I'm pulling it out and I'm committing to that.
Well, hold on.
Because I'm going to unroll it until hopefully I find a dry spot.
If you're rolling it, there's no dry spot.
No, because it's just a corner, a submerged corner of the roll. The
rest okay, you're being very specific. I'm talking the whole roll's wet, dude.
What is it? You telling me I'm going to be like, oh, crap, it's sitting, it's going to sinking, it's sinking. Ah, let me wait till it gets fully submerged? No, I'm in there like that. I'm quick as that joint falls in. It's not even touching the water. I might catch it before it splashes.
No. First of all, okay, look, listen.
Who's Nick, dropping it in there? Only person is you because you're standing up to wipe. It's not getting through my defenses.
Your defenses. Look, listen.
Reason number 112 why not to stand up.
I'm trying to make a point, and it's gonna approve of a point you made in an earlier podcast. Bro, are we talking half bath or full bath? If it's full bath, you go in the shower. Just clean the shower. You didn't think about that.
Because I told you, I'm walking to the store for toilet paper.
You just go in the shower, Nick. If it's full bath, you go in the shower.
You're telling me half bath. Listen to me right now, because I know you use a loofah. You telling me you go in that joint and you're wiping with your loofah? And you're going to do it, you're going to put it on your eyes.
No, bro. What you do in that situation is a very strategic method. You go in the shower and you have the waters coming down, like water's hitting your back. You just pull the cheek and then just...
Use your fingertips.
I'm not using my loofah, bro.
You in there like this.
I'm going to wash my hands.
You curling and dragging.
Yes.
This is you right now. In the shower.
Well, no, you got to expose it.
Post-poo.
You got to expose the eye hole to the water. And then it gets as much of it as it gets.
How much PSI you got coming out of your shower head?
Have you ever washed your butthole?
Cakes.
You've never washed your butthole?
I'm asking you right now. With what?
Your hands.
Yeah, that's how you do it. Duh. But you first clean it before you clean it.
Right. That's the water. You aim the eye to the water.
You are not in there upside down. You are not handstanding in the shower.
Nick, I'm in there like this.
It's dude. Not adding up.
I'm in there like this, bro.
You're not in there like that.
I'm in there like this.
It's not adding up.
I'm in there like that.
You're not.
Maybe not as flexible like this. But yeah, you lift the cheek to the water. Like this.
The angles don't work.
Cramp it up.
That is physically with the... It don't add up. You got to throw an apostrophe in there.
The water runs down, dude, and you just do. And then you clean it. Bro.
With your loofah?
You're grabbing a dirty, wet toilet paper, and you're shoving that up your poo hole. I don't want to hear from you. I'm out here at least cleaning my deal.
I'm getting the majority.
Are you taking a shower after?
Yeah.
Don't.
After that situation, yeah. First I'm cleaning, then I'm getting in. But I'm not getting in without cleaning. I'm cleaning and I'm getting in.
What if you got a little poop water while you wipe on your fingers, dude?
Then I'm washing my hands and I'm getting in the shower.
Or just do it on the shower. That's what I'm saying. You gonna get poop on your finger anyway?
Who's doing it?
There is no situation where you do not get poop on your finger.
Are washcloths always clean?
That's a good question.
Because all they do is get soap on them.
That's like saying, is your shower towel ever dirty?
That's different.
That's the same thing.
No, because your shower towel is not getting washed every time you use it. But a washcloth is.
You wash your washcloths every time you... I see what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
Your washcloth's getting washed every time you use your washcloth. Is it ever dirty? Why do we wash washcloths after we washed them before we washed ourselves?
What do you use washcloths for? Washing. Specifically.
You washing.
That's what they're for.
What do you use a washcloth for?
I use a loofah.
It's the same scenario.
It's different.
They serve the same purpose.
Yeah, I guess they're never dirty. I guess they're not. Because what are you going to do? Take it out and rinse it with water and soap? You're doing that in the shower.
That's what I'm saying. You're going to wash it after you just washed it while you were washing?
How long do you keep your washcloth in there then, in the shower?
I guess indefinitely. I don't use washcloths. I was just thinking about it.
I use a loofah. We had a $25 question. Love from California.
Question.
Irvin Vasquez.
All right, dude.
If you could be any famous athlete, who would you pick and why?
If I would be one?
Yeah. This comes from Irvin Vasquez.
If I could be one.
If you could be any.
Swap lives with them?
Sure.
Or just be like equivalently as talented.
Let's do that.
And like how like.
Yeah, let's do that one.
Like I'm not Freaky Friday. But now I have their life and their abilities.
Yes.
And their contracts.
Yeah. Like, you just, like, if you're LeBron James, they're just like, they rip the contract from him and just give it to you. Yeah. Like, you're, it's like a like Mike situation.
Yeah.
Like, you put on Michael Jordan's shoes and then you're just as good as
See, like, I mean, there's always like, there's good, like, you got like the Alex Ovechkins, right? Hockey. But I'm mentally not prepared to just take hits for a couple hours. Like, it's mm-hmm. just not my thing.
Right.
You know, so I want someone, a sport where I'm not getting hit that much. So, like, football is probably out of the equation. You know, mm-hmm. I'm just not built to take hits, you know, and I'm okay with that. So maybe Steph Curry.
Okay. I feel that.
Yeah.
It's a good answer.
Steph Curry. Shoot my shot. Make most of them.
Yeah, just the it's not really a physical sport, not really getting hurt.
Well, I mean, don't say that. It's not football. Yeah. You're not wearing helmets.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm taking someone like Ryan Fitzpatrick, bro. Are you familiar?
It sounds.
He's a football player. He's a quarterback.
Like a football quarterback.
He went to Harvard, right? This man plays so well. Up until the point where he gets a new contract and then sucks. And then he gets benched and then becomes the backup quarterback for the remainder of his contract.
And then he's out.
And then he's out, but then plays well enough, like the last year of his contract, to get a new deal somewhere else. This man travels.
That man worked the system?
He's working the system, dude. This man went to Harvard and he's like, I'm out here getting money, dude.
There's a baseball player. I don't know his name. He's like Japanese or Chinese or something. He's been really killing it. He's a pitcher. He can also hit home runs and stuff. Sometimes he plays in the outfield.
Yeah.
Seems like a nice guy.
Right.
Could be him, too.
It's a good answer. It's a good answer. But Fitzpatrick out there, he's working the system, bro. 100%. All right, dude.
Smart man.
Would you rather put a toothpick in your toe and kick a wall as hard as you can?
I literally, what's that feeling? Because it's happening to me. It's like a full body sensation of like that. Like I'm feeling it.
Like out of body experience.
I'm feeling the toothpick in.
It's in your toe and you kick a wall as hard as you can. Just kick for me real quick.
I'm feeling it. I don't want that to happen. I think, did you finish it?
No. Or eat a sandwich with the boogers of 100 people.
Random people, or I get to pick the people?
Random.
Not like that helps.
You can pick 50.
You can pick 50. You pick 50 of them? You can pick 50% of the boogers. I really don't want to put a toothpick under my toe. Because I feel it. I already feel what it's going to feel
it's
like.
It's weird that you can feel it and you've never done it. But no, I haven't seen
it. Bro, no. I feel it in my satchel. Whatever that sensation is, it's in my satchel. It's like standing on the edge of
it's
like
it's pulling your whole toenail off of your body.
That's what I'm saying. You know that feeling you get in your genitals when you stand on the edge of something very, very high? And you get like, oh.
I don't really climb things like that.
You've never been somewhere high, and you've been on the thing. You were climbing a thing. You were all scared.
I didn't feel it in my balls.
You didn't feel it in your balls?
No.
What'd you feel it in?
Like my stomach turned, like butterflies. Like
yeah, that, and then also in your balls.
I think you got something going on, dude. There shouldn't be anything.
No, it's connected.
Nope.
It's one and the same thing.
Okay, we'll go with
those nerves are connected. I feel it when I think about kicking a wall with a toothpick. I feel it in my balls and in my stomach. And I don't want that. I don't like that. Do I have to eat the whole sandwich or just a bite? And can I put condiments on it?
You can put condiments on it.
I can
But you have to eat the whole sandwich.
I can
Okay. Three bites, no condiments.
I'm already... matter of fact, I'm thinking about it and I'm throwing up.
Well, yeah, you're going to throw up.
It probably wouldn't taste
There's
that bad.
There's no situation where you don't take the sandwich.
It probably wouldn't taste that bad. Like
No.
If
salty.
That's what I'm saying. If you got the sandwich and you simply...
I actually want to throw up right
now. No, I'm telling you. If you got the sandwich and nobody was like, hey, this is a booger sandwich. They were just like, hey, try this sandwich. You probably wouldn't even be like, ah, it tastes like boogers, gross. You probably just like, wow, is that artichoke? Is this an artichoke sandwich? You see where my head's at?
No, because I'm a choke. I'm
no,
a choke.
No, artichoke sandwich. Like, is it, I don't know. I might go.
I'm a choke on a sandwich. This is what's gonna happen. Ain't no artichoke. I'm a choke.
Three butt.
And
three bites.
Not no wimpy bites either, dude. But regular full bites, bro. Full bites, dude. And you got...
I found my toe again. I'm throwing up and I have my toes hurting.
You can't even like swallow it right away. You gotta really enjoy it.
No. And you're not lagging. You're not chewing.
They say you need 20 bites per bite, dude. You gotta chew it 20 times per bite. 60 bites.
I don't even want to pick. I'm gonna pick sandwich. I don't want to do it. I'm just gonna go sandwich. I'm just gonna say sandwich.
That's disgusting, bro. I'm kicking the wall.
No, you're not kicking the wall. You're not doing it.
3 days later, it's game over.
No,
it's
not
fun.
3 days. You have to wait for your toenail to grow back.
Bro, I'm calling you Booger Boy every day.
You gotta kick the wall as hard as you can.
What's up, Booger Boy?
I know you can't kick that hard.
Don't do that. Personal attacks today? You take a sandwich.
Bro. I can't do it, bro. Next.
This is also a Patreon question. This comes from Shane Wagner. Would you rather hear the good news or the bad news first? Hey, Nick. Got some good news and some bad news.
All right, give me the good news.
So good news first?
I think so.
I'm going bad first. I'd rather just get whatever's bad out of the way.
Good news first for me. Yeah, without a doubt.
And then what? You just not going to listen to the bad news or... Why good first, dude? End on a good note. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Good news first. I don't even know why.
Just a brand new day.
Yeah, I can't even elaborate.
Can you really enjoy the good news knowing bad news is coming?
Yeah. Okay. Give me the good news first. Yeah. Because what if the good news ain't even that good?
Yeah.
And you're hoping that it was going to make up for the
bad.
I'm
begging on it being whelming.
I'm saying.
Yeah. No, bad first, dude. You got to get out of the way.
Yeah, good first.
All right, dude. This comes from Joshua Wright.
Oh, Joshua Wright. Yeah, what's up, dude?
Would you rather only use one ply toilet paper for the rest of your life or sandpaper once?
Sandpaper once.
Sandpaper once, dude, and I'm scrubbing it clean too. I'm getting calluses off.
Bro, you're gonna be in the ICU.
That junk's like a pedicure. You know how they get in there with the brush and they're. I'm getting all the stuff.
You're gonna have a rash.
Yeah. One ply toilet paper the rest of your life?
You're gonna have a bloody butthole, Nick.
The rest of your life, one ply toilet paper.
A bloody butthole.
You might. You look like you enjoy one ply toilet paper.
You look like you enjoy a scabby butthole.
Do you use one ply toilet paper and you still fold it over like that?
That's going to take over a month to heal, dude.
A month?
You're going to be pooping through a scab.
Nah, I'll put aloe vera right on that joint. Fresh
out. That ain't going to do nothing.
Fresh out the plant.
That ain't going to do nothing for your butthole.
A little aloe vera and a little ice cube. I'm going to tape an ice cube in there.
Is that ice cream?
I'm going to tape an ice cube in there.
An ice cube.
I'm going to have an ice cube pouch.
You're going to tape an ice cube. It's going to melt.
I'm going to put I'm going to sew a pouch into my boxers. And I'm going to have an ice cream pouch.
You're going to fart blood.
Sandpaper.
You're going to have to put a...
I'm just saying, that could scratch a couple itches I ain't been able to get to.
No. No, bro. Stop.
Simple as that.
Simple as nothing, bro. You're going to have a bloody butthole, Nick. We'll apply toilet paper. Bro, just use more toilet paper.
You ain't swaying me. I am unswayed.
Just use more toilet paper the next time you gotta wipe.
You're not swaying me.
You're using 30 rolls per wipe anyway.
You're not swaying me. I am unswayed. Sandpaper. Okay.
You're an animal. I really hope you don't believe that.
Sandpaper. It's gonna feel good.
Have you ever tried to jump off of a roof with an umbrella to see if you float down?
A handful of times. More than once.
And?
Probably 10 to 12 times.
What are the results?
I think it makes you go faster. Yeah, I think you fall faster.
Well, I think it's the same speed, but in your head you're like, I'm going to go a little bit slower, and you're just like...
It is about immediately... The umbrella flips inside out.
Why do they make umbrellas even do that, dude?
Flip inside out.
Yeah. What's the point?
I want to construct, what's that dude, Mark Rober on YouTube? He does science Walbert? Projects. No.
Oh.
I want him to, he's like an engineer or something. I want him to do an umbrella that will not fold up and that could float someone down slower.
I don't think it's physically possible, Nick.
Well, if anyone can do it, he can.
It's probably called a parachute.
Mm-mm. It's an umbrella.
It's a parachute.
I done it, yeah. I did it off of a pretty large roof.
How long ago? You really did this?
I would say high school.
What color was the umbrella? Does it matter? Do you think that matters in the situation?
No. Just structural integrity.
At what point were you like, wow, this is not going to work?
About third or fourth time I tried it.
And then you did it eight to nine more times?
You do it the first time, you're like, ah, crap, I should have held it differently.
Held it differently.
And then you go up, you try again, and you're like, daggone it, the wind was rough on that one. Try it one more time. And then you're like, well, I don't think it's going to work, but it might, you know, last try's a charm.
And then it didn't work. And then you were like, it's probably not going to work. You tried 8 to 9 more times?
I want you to know that you'll never be able to beat me in cornhole.
Okay. You really took a turn here?
I FaceTimed you, and you were playing cornhole.
Yeah.
And all I heard were misses.
Okay, listen. I was a little intoxicated. So, it was my grandson.
Look me dead in my face and just... I dare you to say you could beat me in cornhole.
Nick, I could destroy you in cornhole. I'm so good at cornhole. Look at me. I would destroy you in cornhole.
Regulation rules.
Regulation rules.
No. Don't even ever say that to me again. You said that to me?
Bro, I don't think you... I grew up.
Grew up what?
Around the rednecks.
Around rednecks.
Well, we play cornhole. That's what we do, bro.
No.
It's what we do. It's what we did. It's what we've done.
You'll never beat me in cornhole.
Do you even play? Do you even know the rules?
Look at me.
I've never seen you play.
I'm purebred athlete all around.
That's not, no.
Purebred.
You do not need to be an athlete to play cornhole.
You do.
No, you don't.
You gotta have stamina.
Not really.
Lots of it.
Basically none.
It's all about counterweight.
It's all about throwing a hacky sack. Or a beanbag.
I would be willing to bet, and I know I say this often, I would be willing to bet I'm one of the top cornhole players in the state of Virginia. No. I might even go U.S.
I still think you'd be that good.
I'm going to tell you right now, if I wanted to, how much do cornhole players win in tournaments?
Like $40.
It's not worth my time.
$1,000.
No, I mean like the top of the top. Cornhole championships.
Probably a lot.
Like if they're playing for $100,000.
Yeah.
Or more.
You training.
I would train. I would just spend the next 3 months, and I would train. And I think I could win the cornhole tournament.
Okay, Nick, first of all, you're not winning the tournament. You can't even beat me. So I don't know how you expect to win a whole cornhole tournament when you can't beat your butt.
We're going to do this. We're going to do this. We're going to have a cornhole tournament.
Isn't good health just slower rate at which to die?
Isaac, you dog.
I mean, yeah, dude. Eating healthy is just dying slower.
I'm all right with it.
You out here eating your cauliflower rice and your guacamole. I'm out here. Give me that Red Bull, dude.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and prolong it.
Give me that provolone cheese.
I'm going to prolong it.
Give me that applewood bacon.
You know what I had the other day? And this will let you know where my head's at. Amanda, my wife, she made breakfast for dinner.
Okay.
And it was bacon, mm-hmm. sausage, mm-hmm. hash browns, mm-hmm. and eggs, which mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure the eggs were cooked in the bacon grease. Mm-hmm. And I was nervous that my heart was going to stop if I ate it all.
Why?
That's where my head goes.
No, like you're not going to die, dude, right?
I literally ate one time, and I was like, I'm pretty sure.
You just get, like, it makes you feel
this
weird.
This might be my last meal.
Maybe your
meal.
Body's not used to it, so it's like.
No, I felt fine. I just, like, that's like the definition of what to eat if you would like to have a heart attack.
I'm going to eat it. So, yeah, I think you're just getting your head about health stuff, which I understand.
I'd be bugging.
You do be bugging.
I ate it. But I left the last piece of bacon because I thought that was going to push it over the edge.
I'll sneeze by you and you go.
Excuse me.
You got COVID?
That's what I'm saying, dude. You might want to go ahead and get out of here.
We can film tomorrow. Do you brush your teeth with warm water or cold water, dude?
Cold. I don't wait for it to warm up.
I'm room temperature. Like, I don't even wait for anything. Whatever, I just turn the faucet on. Yes.
Quick with it.
Yeah, who's out here waiting for the water to warm up or cool down? You put it in your mouth, it's going to turn whatever your mouth temperature is anyway. What's the point of waiting?
Got tired for a second. Yeah, I don't know. I got distracted from my yawn, and I was thinking about what I was going to order from Chipotle.
Thanks for your honesty.
So, my bad. yeah, I'm just fresh out the joint. Quick with it. Bounce, bounce, brush. Okay, when you...
Extra white rice.
When you put water in your mouth to
Double
rinse
chicken.
Out.
Guacamole,
when you
please.
Put water in your mouth to rinse out.
Fajita veggies.
Listen to me. When you put water in your mouth to rinse out your toothpaste... Do you feel me? Like, do you, or do you, out of your hands?
Neither.
Wait, what?
Neither. Who's under a
what
seat?
Do you do?
Who's doing this? Bro, that's way too much effort.
What do you do?
My hands? No, thank you.
What do you do?
No, thank you, sir.
You don't even rinse your mouth out?
No,
with
bro,
the toothpaste?
You think
you don't rinse the toothpaste out of your mouth?
You get this wet again. Use that to collect the water in your mouth.
He doesn't rinse toothpaste out of his mouth.
Yes, I do, Nick. You use the toothbrush, bro. You did. Spit it out. Nothing in your mouth, right? You have all the suds. You wet your toothbrush. You put it back in your mouth. toothbrush, back your mouth, toothbrush, back your mouth, swish around, you're done. Clean this off once again. Wipe the toothbrush off on your towel. Set it back.
You don't rinse your mouth out.
I rinse my mouth out, dude. I just told you how I do it.
Oh, I do like this.
You're putting your mouth right by the nip of the faucet, bro. No.
Yeah.
No.
Every time.
No wonder you don't like standing up, dude. Because you're so used to being so close to the dangerous. You know how many germs are on that faucet, bro? How many times have your lips touched the faucet, bro? You must have, like, neck kinks, neck problems because of doing this. Oh, see, that popped because I never do it. That just popped.
I would say it's no one does what you do. I'd be willing to bet $1 on it. I'm betting you right now, no one does what you do.
Cake's really on it. Cake's right in this scenario. Nah, Nick gotta go.
Nah.
Cakes is right.
Nah.
Cakes is a mastermind. Yeah, well, these people agree with me, dude.
No.
It's not half and half.
No.
Half and half.
It's gonna be half and half of someone who does this or this.
Don't do this. Like, this is all you're doing. But your sink's down here, bro.
That's what I did.
You're down here, dude.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
You're standing up, you're down here, bro.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
No, ain't nobody doing this, dude.
Everyone's doing that. And a handful of people are doing this.
You had a pun, and I'm going to let it, like, a handful.
That's good.
That's good. Bro, ain't nobody doing either, bro. Maybe the hand thing. It's a little disgusting, but we're going to let it go.
Move on. I think
we Cakes is right. Cakes on it. Nick wrong.
You're only reading those. If killing people is wrong, then why do we kill people that kill people? From Isaac.
Dude. Ask me that again, dude.
If killing people is wrong, then why do we kill people that kill people?
Great question.
I think the
mentality is, like, that person that kills people will probably kill
people. Well, I don't know. Do we still do that as, like, a country? Do we execute the death sentence?
Death penalties, I think it's not common, but I think it's a state-by-state basis.
Yeah, so I don't know if we even
Texas still has it. I could be wrong about that, but I think Texas still has it.
I know Lincoln almost got it.
Abraham?
From Prison Break.
Let it go, Nick.
Well, I'm just saying.
You're not breaking out of a prison.
No,
I am not you because I'm
better. I got you out of the prison. You're welcome. IQ test.
We're on it.
IQ test.
We ain't never going to let that go.
No.
Till we take it.
Don't drop it.
I'm going to beat you. IQ test.
No, you're not.
Brandon, your head's not even big enough.
Sorry?
Your head is not even big enough to fit a brain. It don't even fit your head, dude. Look, it don't fit your head.
Perfect fit. A little small.
You said my head's not big enough. I was proven that this hat is way too small and I have a bigger head than you
do. No, you wear loser hats, bro.
No, wear loser hats. Look at you. You're swamped.
No, dude. It's a good fit. It's how you wear it, bro.
You look like you live on a houseboat. Look at this. This ain't it.
The hat looks way too big on your head, bro.
Yeah, I was causing...
That's how I wear my hats. Real tight like that.
It's kinking up. Oh. Talk about hat hair, huh?
We're going to wrap up, dude.
Let's wrap up. Oh.
Oh.
Isaac. What is the alphabetical order that way? Why is it?
ABCDFGHIJKLMNOP? Bro, better yet.
Why is there... There's no reason for the alphabet to have an order.
Well, I don't... Yeah, there's just like they... How are they made it up? That's the way that they went, you know?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Like how it makes sense.
How? Yeah, it rhymes.
It rhymes. There's a song about it.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. That's my ABCs. Next time, won't you sing with me, bro?
There's a song about it.
It has to be that way.
There's no other way to do it. Somebody's because like, there doesn't need to be an order. Why is there an order? Because otherwise it would be chaos.
How else would you learn the alphabet?
What if I came to you and said, hey, what's the alphabet? And you were like, H Z Q A B M D.
That don't even make no sense, dude.
What?
X R W.
It's hard.
I don't even know anymore.
You can't even do it. That's it's A B C. Yeah, no.
But yeah, why is the keyboard that way, dude? Why didn't they just do A B C on the keyboard?
Yeah, why? Who came up with that?
They're like, you know what?
That's at random.
To make the keyboard like, all right, dude, I start with A, right?
No. I'm wondering, because they got the guy in the original keyboard
maker.
He was sitting there like, gosh. Q.
Like, yeah, all the pieces in front of him, right? Yeah.
Let's go J. Whatever.
he's working late and he's just laughing. Yeah, yeah. He's got the door closed.
Like, yeah, to do this, God, I gotta design the keyboard. Set him on there. That'll do it.
I'm going home.
I'm getting out. They can deal with it in the morning. And they came in there the next morning, like, no, dude, looks good.
Passes. Oh, wow, another one.
Isaac.
Why is the objective of golf to play the least amount of golf?
That's the thing. I'd be taking my time with golf.
Yeah. I think it's more impressive.
I'd be like, you know how much I paid out to be out here?
I'm getting my swings in, dude.
I rented a golf cart for this.
I'm doing my driver, my 3-iron, my 3-wood. I don't even know other ones.
I'm on the drivers. I'm going to hit 3-4 of them from every tee.
I'm playing 4 rounds of golf at one time.
I'm getting practice swings up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I agree with you, dude. I hate when I agree with you, but I agree with you.
It doesn't
feel good.
I'm hungry. I like playing golf a lot.
Yeah?
Have you ever played?
I've never played.
You don't look like you'd be good.
Wow.
In fact, you look like you'd be bad.
What makes you say that?
Just your build.
What's wrong with my build, dude?
It's more of a horse jockey. Less of a golfer.
You're more of a librarian than a golfer.
Let's play golf sometime.
You gotta teach. Bro, I don't know how to play.
I don't even think you could hit the ball.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna look up some YouTube tutorials.
All right, then. I don't think you got it.
I played Top Golf twice, and I've played mini golf, obviously.
You got a video of you top golfing?
No. And if I did, I would not show you.
No, that's my point.
Because I'm not trying to scare you. All right, dude. We gotta wrap this up.
All right. We're out of here.
Hey, thank you, everybody. Go grab it. Feelsright.shop.
You guys are amazing. Goodbye.